Yeah, well, the first goal was a great delivery in the box from Jerry Gill, and Peter Doherty got a header back across goal, and Mark Moran reacted quickest and slammed it in the net. So it was good to get that goal because we were well on top of that stage, and we probably missed three or four good opportunities before that. So it was a bit of a relief for that to go on. And then the second goal then was another great delivery from Jerry Gill, and Jason Bresson got into the back post to score his first goal of the season. And then the third goal was a brilliant team goal altogether. We won the ball deep in our own half, and James Bradley drove at them from midfield. The ball dropped to Jerry Gill, and he played a lovely through ball to Ronan Doherty Holly, who rammed it on the top corner. Brilliant finish. It was a great team goal altogether.
And did Cock Hill take their foot off the pedal during the second half and decide to hold on to their 3-0 lead?
Not necessarily. It probably looked like that, but... No, at half time we asked them to push on again and try and be greedy and be ruthless and go for more. But in fairness to Bonagy, they kept their shape and they nullified our threat, and we didn't play well. We made a few bad decisions on the ball, and it was just a wee bit disappointing in the second half, and the game sort of just petered out.
You didn't concede any, and I suppose that's quite important. You have a mean defence, only 4 conceded in 5 games.
Yeah. We always pride ourselves on being solid every season, and that's key. A couple of goals we conceded recently, and I spoke to lads about it before the game. We're sloppy on our behalf, and could have been avoided. But they got back to basics today, and they defended fairly well and kept it tight.
Have you hung up the boots for good yourself?
Definitely not. I'm only injured.
You're only injured.
I'm injured at the moment. I have a hamstring injury. No, it hasn't even crossed my mind yet. So,
how is your deputy Harry Doherty doing?
He's doing very well. He's a good goalkeeper. He's doing very well, and Martin McLaughlin's there as well. He's doing very well. He's looking to get in and play. So we're fairly capable, you know, with me not playing. So I'm happy enough at the minute.
So you'll have to watch your own position.
It'll be tough to get on the team, I would think.
But I suppose the fact that you're going to be in the Intermediate Cup, the National Intermediate Cup, you'll need reserves in all positions.
We do, yeah. That's part and parcel of, and I keep saying it, of our squad and the depth we have. Bosh McCoggan got injured today. William McConnor stepped in and played superbly well when he came in. And you need players on the bench to come on and influence things and change games, and thankfully we have that, you know.
Well, you're top of the table, clear at the top. Should it be a relatively easy run-in for you now in that Ulster Senior League?
Ah, far from it. Jeez, we've only 5 games played. There's a lot of points to play for, a lot of good teams, and everybody's going to take points from each other. I say we'll probably drop points through the course of the season as well. Just thankfully at the minute we're playing well and we're getting the results, you know.
And how is the training going?
Training's very good. We trained on Friday night, and the attitude of the players, there was 21 players there. And discounting a couple of injuries, you know, it was a full turnout, and the attitude's been fantastic to train, and it probably is showing at the minute on a Sunday, you know.
And are you enjoying your position as manager of Cork Hull Celtic?
I am. Yeah, things are going well. It makes it a lot easier when the players that we have at the club are doing what they're doing, and they have an attitude like they do. So it makes it a hell of a lot easier, you know.